As the speeches wound down and the intermittent rain let up, the Hubbub Club helped get the marchers moving. The crowd, easily 5,000 strong with many wearing pink in various forms, included lots of families, such as Katie Stufflebeams.
Yes, my son Elliot, who's almost two, and my daughter Ariana, and my mom, Julie. We're just trying to turn this positive and come out and have solidarity with everybody who's been disenfranchised by this recent election.
Nearby, a young girl named Ruby carried a hand-lettered sign reading, "Girls deserve equal rights." She was too shy to talk about it, but her father, Sean Wood, wasn't.
We just can't accept what's going on, and this is not the new normal for us, that's all.
Despite their fears and outrage, the mood of the crowd was largely upbeat, fueled by a sense of common cause. Standing on the D Street sidewalk as the march shuffled past, Anna Ray Grabstein was quietly beaming.
Here to spread the love. Smiling, waving, making lots of eye contact, feeling connected to everyone around. I'm just happy to see so many people in the street.
Although it was organized as a women's march, in concert with hundreds in other cities across the country and internationally, men made up more than a third of the throng, including Petaluman Eric McAllister, who had brought his family along on his first ever protest march.
This is my first protest. I've never been activated and motivated up to this point in my life when I've seen so many wrongs being brought into the majority of the population of America. We talk about climate change, we talk about representation of oil companies through cabinet positions, and you're talking about assaults on women that's being proposed and supported by the president. Obama said the most important job in America is to be a citizen. So we're all being citizens out here standing up for America. We have a 4-year-old, 9-year-old, and a 12-year-old here. They're all learning to stand up for themselves, ways to be a good citizen, way to be a good patriot.
Some demonstrators were there because of specific policy concerns. Amber Keeley, a physician at the Healdsburg Community Clinic, was one such.
We're a group of healthcare professionals who are fighting together to try to protect the rights of our patients. All of our patients deserve health care, and also we're fighting against the repeal of the ACA, which will cause the loss of 2,000 jobs, over $200 million, and coverage to 35,000 people in Sonoma County.
90-year-old Carol Pipel, a lifelong Republican, sat at the side of 4th Street, also unhappy about the new president, but from a divergent partisan perspective.
I've always voted Republican until 2016 because of Donald J. Trump, what he seems to believe in. It was so disappointing. Disappointing in our people in this country that so many would vote for him. And now I just wonder how they feel with all these cabinet appointments. Surely they can read, they can figure out how incompetent these people are going to be for our agenda.
Camille Hoffman was also outspoken in her loathing for Mr. Trump, but found a silver lining in the day's turnout.
I think we're making our voices loud and clear. I am so appreciative that this is happening. And if anything, this will cause unity beyond anything that Donald Trump ever thought that ever could happen. If anything, he's going to unify us and not let us go under.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Tell me what
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.